So we were on vacation for a couple weeks, and we had a really good time. And while I was on vacation, I turned 25 years old. It's a quarter century, 0.2, 0.25, right? Yeah, if you're like doing 100, 0.25. Yeah, 25, getting up there. The funny thing is my birthday was on a Sunday, and Saturday, Mitchell wanted to play me tennis. Mitchell's my little brother. You guys know Mitchell, right? Yeah, he's the coolest kid in the world. Hot dog. And so Mitchell wanted me to play me tennis on Saturday, and so I played him tennis, and I haven't moved, you know, much of anything that much in about 10 years. So I don't know what was in this cookie, but it's really making me burp. I think it's the MSG, or I don't know. The raisin. That's why I'm taking another bite. All right. And so Mitchell wanted to play me tennis, and so I played him tennis. And Saturday, and then Sunday, I woke up, my 25th birthday, and I couldn't not even move. I was just like, oh, it hurts. It hurts to get up. It hurts to move. And it was just a reminder that you're old and you're going to be dead soon. So I was like, man, I need to get back to San Antonio so I can tell more people about Jesus, because I'm probably going to die here in the next couple minutes. Just, you know, I'm feeling like so bad. Yeah. All right. So that was fun. So what's coming up? School. Who's excited about school? Really? You guys are kind of weird. I'll be honest. I'm not a fan of school. Never liked school. Never liked studying. There was one class that I enjoyed in college. And it was kind of fun because the teacher flirted with me. But that's about it. That's about as much as I enjoyed school. Whenever this time of the year would roll around, when I was in high school or middle school or elementary, I would always, it was sad because summer's almost over, and it's, you got that feeling of I'm just like trying to get the oatmeals out of my teeth. So you got that feeling of, oh, school's coming back, and you're going to Walmart and you're buying like erasers and pencils, and I liked Magic Rub erasers, so I always had to find those. And any Magic Rub out fans out there? A couple of you discriminating eraser users. Magic Rub, you know, it's where it was at, and I had to have my certain pens, and I get my deco file and just all this stuff together and get organized. But, you know, I'd also feel like, man, where did the summer go? Any of you guys feeling that right now? What happened to my summer? I'm kind of feeling that way, but I don't have to go back to school, so it doesn't really matter. But I'm just like, man, where did the summer go? It seems like just only yesterday that we were having the senior speak. You remember that, where we had senior month? Some of you remember that? Hopefully you remember that, because they gave some really great messages. Summer. So tonight we're not worrying about school. We're not going to think about school. We all have a couple weeks left. And so I'm going to kind of talk to you about how to salvage your summer. If you feel like you've wasted your summer up to this point, I'm going to give you some tips. You guys like tips, right? Like, here's a tip. Don't eat oatmeal cookies like right before you speak in front of a bunch of people. There's a tip. It's a good tip. But I'm going to give you some practical applications tonight, things you could do to salvage your summer, save your summer. Anybody feel like they wasted their summer so far? Like, man, you just laid around and ate potato chips and Cheetos all day and watched the Disney Channel? Yeah. Even Stevens. What else do we got? Sweet Life with Zach and Cody. Raven. Phil of the Future. Boy Meets World. Simple Life. What? So, Bonanza, Full House. Yes, so it sounds like you guys have watched plenty of TV. And I'm kind of getting hot up here. it is hot in here, and I'm burning up behind these lights. So I think I might change my clothes real quick, just because it's kind of hot, and I kind of like to get in that summer spirit. So if Benjamin, if you could just get some music going. Thanks. I know. I'm sorry. I'm putting him on the spot. Talk amongst yourselves. I'm going to change my clothes real quick. Kind of get in the summer mood, the summer feel. Yeah. Anybody have a funny story or anything happened your summer you want to come talk about? Andrew, get up here. Andrew Hubbard, everybody. The man, the mystery, the legend, the one, the only, Mr. Andrew Hubbard.
Thank you, Matt. I know I'm not the preacher, so don't think of me as a preacher. He's the preacher. Okay. Anyways, let's talk about summer. Devin, you better pay attention. This will be good. Let's see. My favorite moment is summer. Let's see. I spend most of my summer on the computer. MySpace. Or do we have MySpace fans here? I know you do. Anyways, summer. Let's see. Been to two youth camps. IBC and Rock Conference. And, whoa. Let's see. My favorite summer moment. Man, you better hold this mic. When Devin got in trouble because he did something stupid at camp. Later.
Okay, I'm not sure what that was, but I'm done changing, so I'm glad it's done. Okay, so kind of getting in the summer mood, you know. You guys know what an acrostic is? I'm going to be taking the word summer. I'm going to be making an acrostic out of it. Anybody know when I say acrostic, do you know what that means? Oh, yeah, you got it up there. These guys are, like, fast tonight. I think Ben's ready to go home, so he's, like, going to be rushing me through. Yeah. Yeah, this is happening right now. Somebody just walked in the back, and they said, what the heck? Okay, praise him. So, S, up in the blue corner, I'm going to have the things that you might have been doing all summer, okay? Green, I'm sorry. In the green corner, I have things that you might have been doing all summer, okay? In the blue corner, blue section, will be things to help salvage your summer, all right? You guys with me? Everybody clear? Okay, so I want everybody to go green, blue, blue. Yeah. Okay. So S under green, this is the thing that you might have been doing. Anybody know what this might be? Man, you guys are smart. Sleep in. We like to sleep in. Who here likes to sleep in? Who here loves to sleep in? Who here just, like, wakes up at, like, 5 in the morning just because you're kind of weird like that? Okay. There's a couple of you out there. It's not a big deal. That's not me. I wake up at 5 in the afternoon, you know, whatever. But there's a verse in the Bible about this. And I'm not saying you shouldn't sleep in during your summer. That's great. That's awesome. You need to rest up. School, tests, teachers, stuff like that's coming up. But the Bible says in Proverbs 20:13, don't be too fond of sleep. You'll end up in the poorhouse. Wake up and get up, and there will be food on the table. That kind of just means get up and get to work and, make some money so you can have some food. You know what I'm saying? Okay, so I'm going to give you an alternative thing that you could do instead of sleep in. This is in the blue corner. The the loon. I tried. God, I tried. I tried. I did. I wore these shorts that you told me to wear. I didn't want to, God. You know I didn't. But you told me to, so I did. The blue corner. S. Anybody have an idea what that might be? Samuel. It's close. Study? No, wrong. Shave? S. Swim? No. Stallion? No. Oh my. You got it. No doubt. No, seek God. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Proverbs 8:17 says, I love those who love me, and those who seek me find me. Anybody know what that means? It's pretty self-explanatory. Some of you might be searching for the meaning of life. What am I here for? What is life all about? Anybody out there in that boat? Sometimes I am. I'm just like, what am I doing? What am I doing with my life? But in the New Testament, it says that God is life, and without God, there is no life. So if we seek God, we can seek the meaning of our lives. We can find out. You know, he made you. He has a perfect plan for you, right? You guys believe that, right? You believe that you were, you know, created by God and have a specific plan and purpose and destiny, right? You believe that you were created by God and you have a specific plan and purpose and destiny, right? Yeah! So who better to find that will and that destiny from than the guy who created you? God. Right. Awesome. So we want to see God so we can find him, so we can, you know, get on with our lives. So you's coming up. This is the green corner. This is Ricola. I thought somebody, I heard somebody just say like, Ricola. No? Okay. It's just in my head. It happens sometimes. Something that I used to have happen to me during the summertime is I would get unacquainted with God. Like, man, during the school year, I, you know, read my Bible and pray and all this stuff, and summertime would roll around, and like my Bible, I don't know what happened to it. It just would disappear for like 3 months, and the only time I talked to God was at summer camp. Anybody ever have that happen to him? You don't have to raise your hand, huh? Unless you just want to. Amen. But that happens to us sometimes, you know? As the days kind of just flood all together and we got Cheetos all over our face and all over our shirt because we haven't changed it in 3 weeks. And nobody, none of you do your summers like me, I guess. But, you know, that would happen and God would kind of just kind of take a back seat, you know? So that's something that would happen. And then you under the blue corner. Okay. Blue. That would also happen to me sometimes is I would lose control of things I should be have been in control of. So blue is keep things under control. Any of you have like, yeah, I don't know how detailed I should get into this. But, you know, I had some girlfriends in high school, and summertime would come around, and things would just sometimes get out of control. And you can pray to God. I don't know what the deal is with summer and, like, girlfriends and boyfriends, but it's just, like, a great time to just, like, hang out and blossom or whatever. It's the bathing suits? Is that what you said? Yeah. Well, okay. So, you know, you can pray to God. You can seek God and say, God, help me to keep things under control. There was this one time where, never mind. So, M under the green, no, I'll do it. It's cool. Under keep things under control, I had this girlfriend in high school, and for one reason or another, she was at my house every day one summer. Every day she was at my house. And it was kind of weird. But, you know, the weirdest thing happened. Like, I got really sick of her, like, really fast. And so God helped me keep things under control just because I didn't even want to be around her. And I would go in my room and kind of lock her out. So, you know, God can help you keep things under control, you know, just like he helped me that one time. M, under the green corner. This is things that we might have been doing. And this is kind of a stretch, so you'll have to, you know, use your imagination. You guys got imaginations out there, right? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. M, you know, I was thinking M. There's a song that starts with M. And it's M-I-C-K-E-Y-M-O-U-S-E. There you go. Mickey Mouse, Mickey Mouse. One summer, and kind of Mickey Mouse, I'm thinking of like theme park, you know? You guys know what theme parks are? Yeah. And so like Fiesta, Texas, one summer, I went to Fiesta, Texas like every single day. I got one of those season passes, you know, where they take your picture and they put your name on it, and it's like the first thing I ever had that kind of looked official. And so I would have myself dropped off at Fiesta, Texas every day, and I would sit on the, like the Rattler, like for like 3 hours, you know, because it's not that crowded sometimes at, you know, like Monday morning, 10 a.m., there's no one there. And I kind of just wasted my summer just on the, is it Rattler or Rattler? Rattler. That's cool. And I kind of just, you know, blew my summer at Fiesta, Texas. Anybody been to Fiesta, Texas this year? Anybody been to Fiesta, Texas more than 10 times this year? Dude, these are the people I'm talking about right here. Anybody been more than 20 times? I went 90 times. No, it's a joke. Okay. Gotcha. Psych. That's from the 80s. On the blue side, these are the things we want to do. Blue? Can I hear blue? Boo. Is we can make time for our families. You know, summertime's a great time for, like, good quality family time. You know? Yeah? Can I get a witness? Any of you have any brothers and sisters out there? If you're an only child, I'm sorry. But if you're not, then this is a great time to spend time with your family and with your parents. It's a good time to get to know your parents. You know, we kind of get home and you know, or wake up, and we kind of just do our own thing. And even though there's people around, we don't really talk to each other. It's like at breakfast, hey, what's up? Hey, these eggs are gross. You know, thanks, you know, whatever. I don't know where these eggs came out of. Maybe a chicken. I'm not sure, but they're gross. Or mom, hey, can you pass the jelly? Or mom, get me some juice. Or dad, I haven't seen you in a week. You know, you can kind of just be in your own shell and not really pay attention to anybody. You can just, everybody can just sit down and watch TV, you know, and not really talk to each other. And I want to just like encourage you guys that, you know, you've got these like great people next to you that you love. You guys love your families, right? You love your mom and dads, right? I mean, they might not be like the most coolest, hippest, rockin' and rollin'est people in the world, but they love you. And so I just want to encourage you guys, you know, if you're going to go to Fiesta, Texas, you could go with your family. You could spend time strengthening those relationships, because those relationships are very important. You know, I thank God that I have a great relationship with my brothers. I've got four brothers, and they're some of the best, my best friends in the whole world. And my parents, I love my parents. They're good too. Okay. Mm-hmm. M, the other M. Now, I kind of had to, huh? Papa? Yeah, I was working on that one for 2 weeks. I only worked on that one for one. All right. M. Now, I have a feeling. I have a feeling that this one might hit home with some of you. Can it? There you go. You stole it. M, waste your life on MySpace. Anybody have a MySpace out there? Yeah. Anybody check that thing a lot? Yeah. Anybody just ever just, you know, you sit down on the computer and, you know, you just barely got up and you just like crawled onto the computer and you just like sit down and it's like you sign on. Oh, man, nobody left me a new comment. God, I'm such a dork. Man, why don't people love me? Why don't they leave me comments? Where are my messages? All I get is these weirdo friend requests from these idiots I don't even know. Or hey, cool, I got like 3 invites to these events and I don't even know what they are, but... And then so you just start clicking through your friend's MySpace. Like, hey, there's Crystal, hey. And Crystal left Tom a comment. What did she leave Tom? And then like back and forth, Crystal and then Tom, and then like what are they saying to each other? It's like, oh, Tom takes pictures. I wanna go look at Tom's pictures. And hey, Tom likes this band, and hey, this band sounds cool, and they also sound, and then like you get up and you look outside and it's dark outside. And you look at the calendar and it's like 4 days later. And you've got a beard. I don't because I can't grow facial hair, but if I could, I would have a beard. It's weird. I don't know what the deal is. So anyway, and you've just like, it's like the summer of MySpace, and it's just MySpace all summer long, and you didn't really do anything. Like worse than like going to Fiesta, Texas 100 times, is just sitting on MySpace all day. But the Bible has a verse about this. John 9:4 says, as long as it is day, we must do the work of him who sent me. Night is coming when no man can work. And so this verse just kind of goes along with that verse in Proverbs that says not to be too fond of sleep. Saying don't waste your life. You've got the day. Do something with it. You know? God's given each one of us the same amount of time as the other person. Nobody here has more time than anybody else. What are you doing with the time that God's given you? Are you like, you know, spending time with your family? Are you seeking God? Are you baking cookies to bring for me to eat at youth group? These are good things that we could be doing with our time. And you know, I'm not here to criticize MySpace. It's great. I love it. You know, you can take funny pictures and put them on people's other pages, and it's great. You have a lot of fun. It's a good way to have fun. But don't let your whole life be swallowed up by the computer or the phone or the instant messenger. You know, get out. See the sunshine, you know? Go pass out tracts at La Cantera, you know? Anybody ever done that in here? Anybody ever passed out a tract at La Cantera? Anybody? Yeah, that's interesting. That's something you could do. Who's going to do that tomorrow? Is just going to get up and say, I'm going to go pass out tracts. Yeah, not me. No, you know what? Maybe I will. I'd probably get kicked out really quick, but... It's cool. It's an interesting sound. This cookie is making me have laryngitis. I think she poisoned the cookie just so that I would start coughing and choking. Is that true? No. Of course not. She would never do that. I would, but she wouldn't. Okay. E. You guys ready for E? E. Oh, this is a good one. You guys are going to like this. Sometimes in our families, we might possibly not help out as much as we could around the house. Anybody with me on that? The two parents in the back row quickly raised up their hands. That's great. So this one I'm calling Be the Maid. It's a stretch, I know. I had to fill up 4 M's. It was difficult. But basically, all I'm saying is, instead of spending hours upon hours on the computer, you might get up and be like, dude, I could vacuum the house. You know? Or I could dust off these dusty things, you know, and just... And then you're done, you know? And then your mom walks in and, like, the room is, like, vacuumed. And the dust is gone. And you probably, like, maybe even open up the blinds. Do you guys keep your blinds shut all summer? Does anybody tack a blanket up to just keep all the sun out so they can sleep in? To like, I know who you people are. Yeah, I know you're out there. And like, it's just like a cave. It's like a dungeon. Like you take the blanket off and you let the sun shine in and you dust it off and your mom walks in and it smells fresh. That dungy, dirty smell is gone. You know, that would really bless your mom, I think, or your dad, or whatever. I got a verse that goes with this. It's in Exodus 20:12. It says, honor your father and mother. What a great verse. Honor your father and mother. One way we can honor our parents is we can just help out around the house. So I want to challenge you guys. I want to encourage you to just think of, I'm not asking you to like wash all the windows or all the dishes. You know, I know that'd be a big, big chore for some of you and it'd be tough. But just think of one thing right now. Think of one thing that you could do to help out around the house. And I just really encourage you to do that this week. What do you have to lose, you know? Why not? You know, go buy your mom a flower or something. I don't know why I keep talking about my mom, but I do. So, E. You guys ready for E? Okay, I'm done. Good night. See you next year. Wow. Aaron thought that was funny. Nobody else laughed at it. I'm going to just take a bite of this. E. This isn't a bad thing. This is a good thing. Kind of hammering on you guys over here on the green side. So I thought, I'll cut them some slack. You got school coming up. You need to enjoy your summer while you can. Don't be thinking about school coming up. It's coming, it's coming. Like, you know, I'm going to be killed in school and it's the worst thing ever, which is what I used to do. I used to be like, oh, and I would like waste my whole month, last month of summer, last couple weeks, because I was just dreading school the whole time. Anybody dreading school? That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, you guys just don't like school. So just enjoy your summer while you can. There's nothing you can do about it. You're going to have to go back to school. Live large, live in charge, be the maid, enjoy summer while you can. E, under the blue side, is encourage someone. Hey, Tom, you did a great job on the bass tonight. Aaron, I really enjoyed your worship leading. Cassandra, when you got up here and smiled, it just lit up my life. You know, stuff like that. It helps to encourage people. That's what the body of Christ is about. It's about, hey, we're in this together. We're here to help each other out. We're here to encourage each other. I'm on your team. Andrew Hubbard, I'm on your team, man. Me and you. We're bros. We're bros. Hebrews 10, 24 and 25. It's a verse that goes with this. It says, and let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds. Let us not give up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another. Turn to your neighbor and just tell them something nice. Can you do that? Is that too hard? Just like, hey, I like that shirt you're wearing. Hey, you know that perfume you're wearing? It smells really nice. A lot better than that BO you had last week. Hey, wow, did you take a bath this week? Wow, that smells really great. Hey, your hair looks really good combed. I don't know. It's like, hey, you got something in your teeth, huh? Yeah, your teeth look great. That's a stretch. Encourage someone. It's not hard. Actually, it is. Anybody find encouraging someone hard when you look them in the eye and you have to tell them something nice? Anybody have a hard time doing that? It's kind of weird, you know? It's like kind of uncomfortable. You don't know what they're going to think about what you're going to say. Does my breath smell bad? Is my nose too big? You know, we always think about ourselves. But if we could just take our minds off of ourselves and, you know, focus on the other people, I think the world would be a better place. Amen? Amen. Amen. Okay, this one's fun. I kind of had a little fun with this because I had a hard time thinking of something to start with R. Anybody can guess what this is? You get the rest of my cookie up here. R. Anybody got an idea? Rush? Run? Ride around? No. Ryan Brown? Sometimes during the summer, I would sit on the couch and eat, Doritos, the cheese Doritos, nacho cheese Doritos. I would eat and eat. I would eat a whole bag and just sit on the couch and just eat these Doritos. Can you believe it? Yeah, I'm still carrying it around, to be honest with you, but I'm calling this Don't Ruin Your Appetite, and in parentheses, don't, you know, get fat. Some of us just sit around all day and we don't do anything during the summertime. And so I want you guys to get out, get some fresh air, go shoot some hoops, go fishing, go, you know, throw a frisbee, whatever you have to do. Get some of that, you know, I don't know what this is, but it's I'm moving, you know. This is cardio. Lord. The Bible says in Proverbs 23:21, for drunkards and gluttons become poor. How many of you want to be poor out there? So don't be a glutton, you know? So this is kind of supposed to be tongue-in-cheek, you know, whatever. I had a hard time thinking of something for R. But don't sit around and eat Cheetos all day. Instead, reflect on what God has done. Psalm 77:12 tells us, once again, I'll go over what God has done. I'll ponder all the things you've accomplished and give a long, loving look at your acts. Acts. You know, a lot of us went to camp, what is it, 3 weeks ago? And I believe that everybody who went to camp this year really got a fresh touch from God. But are we reflecting? Are we remembering? Are we thinking back to what God did in our lives, or have we already forgotten that? Have we already gone back to the way we were in 3 short weeks? Do you remember what God did in your life at camp? The first week after camp, we had Seagen at the farm. You guys remember that? And we did the story of the seed and how, you know, a seed had been planted in your lives at camp and the devil was going to come and try and rob that seed. You know, we need to reflect on what God has done, the good things that God has done in our lives, the blessings that we have. I'm so blessed to be able to come back from vacation to this amazing, wonderful church. You know, that's a blessing that I have in my life. I love this church. I love you guys. I was just sitting here, you know, worshiping tonight while Aaron was leading us. And I was like, man, I really miss this. Anyway, I'm just reflecting on some of the blessings that you have in your life. You have blessings tonight, today, in your life. There was a song, Count Your Blessings, or something like that. I don't remember what it was. I'm not going to try and sing it. But reflect on what God has done. Think about it. Thank Him for it. So I want to ask you one question tonight, and that is, what will you remember about this summer? When you go back to school 2-3 years from now, what is it about this summer that you're going to remember? If so far all you're going to remember is that you got on MySpace and posted new pictures every day and ate a lot of Cheetos, then you need to do something to try and salvage your summer. You know, some of these things over here... Yeah, I forgot about that. Anyway, some of those things, you know, seek God, you know, keep things under control. Make time for your family. Help your mom around the house. Encourage someone. Reflect on what God has done. Those are some things you can do to try and salvage your summer if all you're going to remember about this summer is that you didn't do anything. And that's kind of a waste, you know? I always remember something about, like, summers. Like, last summer, I remember... it by this one certain thing. And the summer before that, it's like there's one event that just like really sticks out in my mind. And what is it that you remember about this summer? Is it something good? Is it something bad? You know, we can do these things. We still got a couple weeks. We can salvage our summers if they haven't been going so great, you know? Lord Jesus, I thank you for tonight and this wonderful group of people that are here. Lord, I pray that you would help us to follow you in all areas of our lives. Lord, let us not hold anything back. Let us press on to the things that you have for us. I thank you for working in each one of these young people's lives and keeping them safe as they go home and blessing them. In Jesus' name, amen. Happy birthday, Katie. Thank you for the Rice Krispie treats. Okay, one more thing. This is just an illustration. I'm not saying you should like wear shorts and T-shirts to church all the time, so I don't want you to get confused about that. If there's any confusion there, you know, that's just an illustration. I don't normally dress like this, as I hope you know. Thank you for coming. You've been wonderful. It's great to be back. All right, you're dismissed. Thank you.